So a lot of research and data here. What really sticks out to you, though?
Well, we should start by saying that a C minus isn't necessarily as bad as it sounds, not in this study at least. Florida has the 18th highest grade in the country. There were no states that got an A. But there were problems in Florida. You dig down into some of these categories that this study looked at, categories like political financing and lobbyist disclosure. Florida doesn't make lobbyists disclose a great amount of information. They have to say who they're working for, and they have to give a broad range of how much they're making from those people. And then what is disclosed is never audited. Florida received the worst score in the country for lobbyist disclosure auditing.
330 different metrics, I believe, were used, as you've told me, to find these things out. In the end, Florida gets this C minus, and you've been now kind of culling reaction to that grade. And what have you heard?
It might make more sense for me to put that question to one of the most insider people in Tallahassee. Ron Book is a super lobbyist from South Florida. He represents almost six dozen special interests. And I told Ron, I said, Ron, we got a C minus for corruption susceptibility. What do you think about that?
Well, that's a little bit surprising. You know, even when we didn't think the system was broken, we did lobbyist reform, and lobbyist reform allows for virtually nothing, no gifts, no anything.
What Ron's talking about at the end there is Florida has some of the harshest regulations when it comes to what lobbyists can give a lawmaker and how much the lobbyist can put into a lawmaker's campaign contribution fund. So Florida has a $500 limit on how much you can give any campaign fund. And as far as gift giving goes, you can't give anything, not a cup of coffee, not a bottle of water. It is a blanket ban. But what Ron is not talking about is there are major, major ways around this. What kept coming up was that there are accounts, soft money accounts, that allow you to funnel all kinds of money to the lawmakers you want. Last year alone, lawmakers who were in office received $5.7 million into these kinds of accounts. Ron Book personally put more than $18,000 into these accounts. So Florida has one of the biggest disconnects between how harsh our regulations are on the books versus what's going on in practice.
This would seem on the surface to show a lot of negative things, but Kenny, is there anything that Florida scored particularly well on in this study?
There are certainly positive things. Florida obviously has one of the best open records laws in the country. We're renowned for this. Journalists want to come and work in Florida because it's so easy to get documents. Interestingly, though, we aren't so great in practice. We'll be taking a look at that later on in the week. But the one thing that Florida led the entire country in was the transparency of its redistricting process, which to us was really, really strange given the fiasco that redistricting has become. Lawmakers are in Tallahassee as we speak trying to fix this. Redistricting has resulted in at least one lawsuit, at least one Supreme Court decision, and like I said, an extended legislative session. So how could we possibly be the best in the country at that? We're gonna look at that too as the week goes on.